Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Today we take a look into the ACH network. The modern ACH network continues to grow by meeting the payment needs of individuals, businesses, and government agencies safely and efficiently. Last year, it processed 30 billion payments valued at $76.7 trillion. Our guests today, Michael Hurd, Senior Vice President of ACH Network Administration at NACHA, and Brian Riley, Co-Head of Payments at Javelin Strategy and Research, discuss this industrial-strength modern payment system that's serving hundreds of millions of consumers, businesses, and other organizations. Michael and Brian, it's so great to have you with us today. To start, Michael, let's get to the big picture. How did ACH Network perform in 2022?
Yeah, well, that's always the big question that people want to know, right? The modern ACH network performed extremely well in 2022, despite some headwinds. Payment volume grew about 3%, even in the absence of the pandemic-related assistance payments that the federal and state governments had been issuing throughout 2020 and 2021. So, you know, those were no longer being made in 2022. And we saw some slower economic growth and slow job growth at portions of the calendar year in 2022. So, you know, even though those were the conditions, the ACH still really performed very well with that volume growth I mentioned and also with dollar growth of close to 6% year over year. And so in total, you know, 30 billion payments, that's a big round number, right? And moving almost $77 trillion, that comes out to more than 120 million payments per business day. So it really is, you know, a far-reaching industrial strength payment system here in the U.S. Some of the highlights include things like consumer online payments for bill payments and account transfers, and also particularly business-to-business payments where we're seeing some pretty exceptional growth. And then I'd also call out same-day ACH payments. So those have been live since and available since 2016, and we're seeing strong growth in with same-day ACH payments.
You know, Michael, when I think of the ACH network and NACHA, one of the things that's great about it is nothing's exciting, right? There's volume continues to grow. I don't want to know about events that blow up. You know, it's nice and steady. It's there, reliable, and trusted.
So the ACH is very reliable, and I would acknowledge that the general population probably only ever hears about it if something goes wrong, and so I hope they never hear about it. But I think those of us on the inside would say there's plenty to be excited about, you know, especially something like same day ACH, which is, you know, created wholly new and implemented and has been live now for, you know, a little more than 6 years, and we've passed 2 billion same day ACH payments. So I don't know, there's always a segment that thinks payments are sexy and that ACH payments are sexy, but for the general population, you're right. They'll never hear about it unless something goes wrong.
I'd like to dive into these numbers a bit. Last year, the same-day ACH per payment limit increased from $100,000 to $1 million. What was the impact of that?
Yeah, there was a very immediate impact to that increase. So that increase took effect in March of 2022, and we were able to see a doubling of the dollars flowing through same-day ACH from the prior month, February 2022, so the month before the increase took effect, to April of 2022, the month after the rule took effect. So dollars moving through same-day ACH effectively doubled in just that short two-month period. So there was a very, very immediate impact. And so for the year, the same-day ACH dollar flows increased by 86% year over year. And a growth driver in same-day ACH for 2022 is really business-to-business payments. So B2B payments using same-day ACH were up 44% year over year. And I think the increase to the $1 million limit really enabled some use cases like vendor payments, tax withholdings, merchant funding and settlements, and also cash concentration that businesses do, you know, within, you know, their own books and from accounts that they control.
Yeah, I thought that cap increase was significant for the long-term viability.
Yeah, you know, there are some, you know, companies out there who said, you know, something along the lines of, yeah, same day ACH is great. I can't wait to use it as soon as the dollar limit is high enough where I can, you know, have enough volume that it covers enough of my payments portfolio that I don't have to differentiate between, you know, using it and not using it. I think at our, you know, when we go to the annual AFP conference and speak about ACH and same day ACH, I think one of the insurance company called it a game changer. So certainly do, you know, feel very good about the increase to the $1 million and what impact that is having on use of same-day ACH. And, you know, honestly, just to that point, you know, it is the corporate user community that has been driving those increases over time. They're the ones that have really told us that this is something that they've wanted and that it makes a difference to them. It enables them to use the capability that has been created. And so, you know, I'm happy that the, you know, the ACH network community writ large has been able to deliver that for the end users of the system.
During the pandemic, many businesses shifted to the ACH network as their employees worked from home. Now that many businesses are back in the office, what has been the impact for business-to-business payments?
Yeah, so this is one of those areas where, you know, we've been watching closely, and I think we've spoken about it before, and I think the impacts are going to be, you know, long lasting. But, you know, we noticed in previous years that with, you know, large percentages of the workforce having gone remote, that businesses really had to make changes to the way they sent and received payments. And there was always this inertia among some businesses, and maybe y'all presume that those might be, you know, smaller and medium-sized enterprises, that there wasn't enough there in order to make a change to, you know, large-scale adoption of electronic payments. But when you don't really have ways to send and receive checks with, you know, actual people, you know, doing the physical processing of those, that changes behavior very quickly. So we saw some significant increases in business payments and especially B2B volume. And that continued in 2022, even though, as you say, you know, many businesses have either gone back or portions of the workforce have gone back or have gone back, you know, on a part-time basis. But, you know, it doesn't seem that the payment behavior has backslid back into more paper-based processes. So in 2022, we saw another 12% increase in B2B payments using ACH in a specific sector like healthcare. These are claim payments made by insurance medical providers. Those increased by 6% year over year. And we even see some evidence again of the, you know, the change in payment behavior has moved down into, you know, smaller and medium sized enterprises. So we don't really see much evidence in the way that, you know, business payments have backslid into more paper focused or paper intensive processes. We're really looking forward to the upcoming issuance by the Federal Reserve of their triennial payment study, which is kind of our best measure for what's going on with check volume in the industry. And I'm thinking, or maybe even predicting, that it's going to show a fairly sizable decline in check payments, including, you know, business check payments.
That makes a lot of sense too when you think about it. Once you make that shift, you know, away from paper, you're not going to really go back.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there are some, you know, if you're going to make a change, there are some hurdles you have to get over. And certainly the pandemic was a major event that changed behaviors in so many areas. But, you know, as we're talking about in business operations and payment operations, and I agree with you, once you make that change, you know, why would you undo it just because you've gone back to having people in person at an office where you, I guess, could receive a check in the mail or put a check in the mail. But, you know, having made the switch, I don't see the rationale for going back and undoing that.
I'm sure that we have a lot of listeners out there right now who are utilizing the ACH network. So, Michael, for those who are, you know, what do they have to look forward to in 2023?
Good questions. Always, you know, something people are wondering about, what's next, right? What's coming down the pike? So NACHA is working, you know, with our partners in the ACH, our network operators, the financial institutions and others, on exploring other ways to expand same-day ACH. One thing under consideration is whether the hours can be extended to more closely align with close of business hours in the Pacific time zone. So we have a lot of financial institutions and their customers out west, businesses and consumers who do not get the full benefit of using same-day ACH because the current hours are oriented around the Eastern time zone and the close of business in the Eastern time zone, and more specifically, the end of the Federal Reserve Day, which is oriented on Eastern time zone. So we are looking to explore ways we could make same-day ACH available to West Coast users more closely aligned with their close of business. So that's one. A second is working on improvements to the international ACH transaction, the IAT. If you know your ACH codes, trying to make the user experience better and easier to understand and to outline additional scenarios that show, you know, when a payment should be an IAT and when it doesn't need to be an IAT. And then we're also beginning to implement our new risk management framework, which we issued in 2022, that focuses on frauds that use credit push payments, things such as business email compromise and vendor impersonations and other types of fraud scenarios. And so objectives for 2023 are to increase the awareness of these frauds and their scenarios and the fact that they make use of credit push type payments rather than debit payments or debit pull, as some call them, to reduce the incidence of successful frauds that make use of those types of payments and to improve the success rate of funds recovery when such frauds have occurred. So I think it'll be a busy year in the ACH world. We've got a lot going on and there will be a lot coming out from NACHA, and there's going to be a lot to do. But, you know, we're optimistic about 2023, just kind of, you know, writ large, the economy, maybe speaking for myself, doesn't appear to be moving into recession territory that a lot of us were watching in 2022. Job gains in January of this year were very, very strong, building on some strong numbers from November and December of last year. And typically job growth is good for payment systems. It's certainly good for the ACH for direct deposit of payroll payments. But then as, you know, there's money in the economy for people and businesses making other kinds of payments. So, you know, as of, you know, this recording in mid-February, things are looking optimistic for the upcoming year.
Well, there certainly are some unpredictable things going on. We still have inflation at very high levels, and that's something to watch. But I agree. The important thing here is keep it interesting and not exciting, and everyone will be happy.
Well, I'll do my best, Brian, to keep it not exciting while still trying to satisfy the ACH, the self-professed ACH geeks and who think ACH is sexy. But, you know, in some ways, though, you know, this is kind of been a golden age for the ACH, particularly when you just look at it from a, you know, a usage or adoption of the system, even over like the past 5 to 7 years. And then we had the extraordinary activity of the pandemic years with all of the assistance payments using the ACH. And so, I think it's relevant. And, you know, the world wants to move faster and faster and faster. And the ACH has been central to that conversation. And we also have to be safer, safer, safer. And so we need to do that too. So, you know, that's kind of all in the mix of how to keep something running efficiently and keeping it quiet as well, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's so embedded into our lives. I haven't seen a paycheck in 30 years, per se.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I don't ever want to see one.
Right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Dropping my bank account on the day it's supposed to be there and we're happy. And that's the same thing goes for my big payments, like my mortgage payment. Just take it when it's supposed to go, right? And push it out and everybody's happy. So
yeah.
I think
on the consumer side. Set it and forget it when it comes to paying your bills, right? You don't want to be late.
Absolutely. And that's what I meant by not exciting. I mean, I understand
right.
the styles of everything that run here.
Yeah.
There are exciting things going on.
Yeah, when you think about day-to-day operations, though, you definitely want day-to-day operations to be non-exciting. And you want the new stuff you're working on, like same-day ACH, to be exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting to us, but maybe not everybody else.
Right, that's fair.
That was great, though, Mike. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Michael and Brian, thank you so much again for joining us today, and thank you for sharing your insights and perspective. We hope to have you back on soon.